This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show where we talk about the tsunami every single week coming out of Washington, D.C., and somebody who has a front row seat and he's trying very hard to keep dry would be Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Doing well. Great to be here.
You know, we keep saying this, but it is really true. It's crazy how busy things have been in Washington since Trump took office. So now the latest is he's signing executive orders combating basically foreign trade abuses. What does that mean? And, of course, we'll get into Russia and some of the nitty-gritty stuff, but I wanted to throw this out because I got a bunch of emails about it.
Well, you know, just kind of speaking broadly about this, a lot of the executive orders that Trump puts out are basically just kind of press releases that have sort of an official aura to them, but are usually vague enough not to, really put any strict measures in place. There are exceptions to this when it comes to the travel ban or some of the other things he's done via executive order, but to a large extent, there's just a lot of wiggle room in most of these. So I admit I haven't read the executive orders with foreign trade, but this does come up ahead of the Chinese president coming to the U.S., something that Trump has warned about on Twitter, talked about for quite some time, this fact that, you know, to a large extent, he has kind of made China, next to Mexico as public enemy number one, a place where American jobs are fleeing to. He's accused them of currency manipulation, given some tough talk on that. And so I'd imagine any talk that we see about that coming up in the next coming days is probably going to be directly related to the fact that, he is going to be, facing the Chinese president for the first time since taking office and therefore, expected to give some kind of tough talk.
All right. So like you said, in front of the visit from China is going to be very interesting, that timing. Here's what I think is really curious is how about Michael Flynn offering to testify with immunity on Russia? So he's volunteering. What does that mean and why is he doing that?
You know, if I knew that, I would be
rich
in a much better place right now. But, this really is the news that has shaken up D.C. to a large extent. Michael Flynn is somebody who a lot of people have known for quite some time as somebody who is pretty shady in the long run. He's, accepted money from the Russians. There have been multiple reports coming out that have, essentially said he is not just a foreign agent, under the Foreign Agent Registration Act for the Turkish government, but somebody who openly plotted to, kidnap a Turkish national on American soil in the, same room as the former CIA director who was tapped for the Trump team, James Woolsey. So I don't think this necessarily comes as a surprise that this is the latest kind of step in that, but that has certainly, drawn a lot of attention. So where it stands right now, the House Intelligence Committee for both sides have said that they have not received this request that the report detailed, seeking immunity from prosecution if he was to testify. The FBI has not yet really commented on that. But it does certainly look like that has taken place. You know, his own lawyers have released statements saying that, you know, Flynn is somebody who has his story to tell, and he wants to be in a good position to tell that story. They're saying that, you know, he hasn't committed any wrongdoing, said that there has been a, you know, deluge of fake news and misleading claims about him being a traitor and whatnot that he would like to clear up. But either way, this is, you know, certainly not a forthcoming, you know, image that you have of somebody when they're starting to, you know, ask for immunity. And a lot of people on Twitter in particular have pointed to an interview that he did, you know, during the campaign wherein he mocked Clinton staffers for seeking the same kind of, you know, treatment, saying that this is not something you seek if you are innocent. So, you know, for a lot of these kind of statements that are coming from the Trump world, we've been able to contrast them with statements that were made during the campaign. And this is the latest example of that.
Yeah, if you look at everything that happened on the day, it would take us this whole hour to go through this. You have Bannon, who's not going to be charged in that whole Florida vote deal that they're investigating there. You have still Trump looking for bipartisan support in tax reform because that's his next big thing. You have, of course, health care. You've got, the White House inviting some on the Hill to see the intelligence information that they have. What do you think the biggest story is? Is it still Nunes and what's going to happen with him?
Well, you know, the biggest story, I guess, for the day is that it is my favorite radio host's birthday today. You know, that's a little shout out to you. But beyond that, you know, sorry to spoil that for your listeners. But beyond
Thank
that,
you.
You know, back when it comes to tax reform, we saw the president essentially, I guess, kind of shooting himself in the foot for when it comes to the legislative achievements that he hopes to, you know, pursue next. He issued a tweet very early this morning wherein he attacked both the House Freedom Caucus as well as Democrats, saying that people need to take them both on when it comes to 2018, something that is really not going to help him as he's trying to, you know, build coalitions to achieve infrastructure reform or, you know, reach out to the Freedom Caucus when it comes to tax reform. And that's something that, you know, it happened early in the day, so, you know, it already feels like it was, you know, a decade ago given the, you know, trends of the news cycle. But that's something that, you know, we should probably closely watch. You know, the House Republican Caucus in particular are pretty, you know, sensitive when it comes to criticism and will oftentimes, you know, use certain things like this as a reason for why they didn't vote on something. And, you know, him coming right out the bat before he even really put forward his plan and just, you know, went after attacking them and raising the specter of, you know, primary challengers of punishing them at the polls in the midterm elections really just kind of raises questions over how serious they are about achieving the next things on his agenda. So I would just keep a close eye out on that one.
All right. Good advice. Justin Duckham, thanks for the shout out. You have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was my birthday, and thank you to so many people for, you know, sending me birthday wishes. I don't know. I feel pretty lucky. I got two cakes. I got to talk to the people at UPS today, and they were really fabulous. And so it turned out to be a very nice birthday, and I thank you all for that. The mailbag was actually full with birthday wishes. I'm thinking, did I tell anyone it was my birthday? I think we did when we did the other side segment earlier in the week. Coming up, weaponized drones. How do you feel about them? In your neighborhood. Yikes. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This has gotten a little political. Let's take a pause and let's just get all the evidence, all the documents, and find out what happened.
So we're talking about Russia again, and then we're going to swing over to those drones that are armed that could end up in your backyard. As far as Russia goes, yeah, that investigation continues. You heard the conversation I just had, or maybe you didn't, with Justin Duckham, who covers Washington. Michael Flynn said immunity probably means you committed a crime. Now he's saying, I want to testify on these possible Trump campaign ties to Russia in exchange for immunity. So now it's a strategy. So that doesn't look good, because you can look this up. If you go to last September, a conversation he had on Meet the Press, he was responding to comments made by Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, on the show beforehand. So he said, you know, if you're doing that, it means the whole immunity thing, it means you probably committed a crime. Ooh, got to be careful what you say, because all of that is collected and boom, he said it. I looked it up. He said it. There's no question about it. So now his attorney is saying that he didn't specifically comment on details of the talks with the House and the Senate intelligence committees, but he has a story to tell. That he wants to tell his story. So, I don't know. This gets pretty curious, I think. And, in fact, in the letter, both House and Senate Intel committees, boom, mentioned. Mentioned, right? And then you've got a House Intel aide, a House intelligence aide, saying that the Dems have not received an offer at all to testify to the community for immunity. It does get more and more curious, doesn't it? It does. You got to admit that, right? We jump to what I think is really intriguing and scary at the same time. How would you feel, I mean, just on the surface, how would you feel about drones in your neighborhood that are, have weapons on them? So I'm thinking, I have two drones, and I look, and in fact, one of the drones that I saw that's weaponized looks similar to a drone I have, right? They're lightweight. I mean, they're different designs. But in Connecticut, they're actually considering whether the state should become the first in this whole country to allow police to use drones with weapons. And immediately, there's been backlash. There's been civil liberties advocates saying, you got to be kidding me. But let's just hear what the bill's about. So I dug a little deeper on this, and here's the way this bill has been drafted. The bill would ban the use of weaponized drones, but exempt police. So how would they use drones with weapons and make sure they hit the targets? And what kind of weapons are we talking about? I mean, the thought is it would be for limited circumstances. But here's what I would say. What are those limited circumstances? North Dakota is the only state that allows police to use weaponized drones, but it limits the use to less lethal weapons. So what does that mean? Of course, it means rubber bullets, tear gas, stun guns. Five states, Nevada, North Carolina, Oregon, Vermont, and Wisconsin, a lot of people listening to us in those states, don't allow anyone, you know, they forbid anyone from using a weaponized drone. Maine and Virginia ban the police from using armed drones. And other states have restricted just drone use in general. Boy, first we go from, will our pizzas be delivered by drone, to the possibility of, seriously, in Connecticut, the police there using drones, and they have been using drones, but using drones with weapons. I don't know. Here's what I think. It could be a dangerous precedent. I do think that. Now, if you're talking about, I don't know, if you're talking about a stun gun, if you're talking about tear gas, boy, part of me says, in an awful situation, what if there was a way to use that? But I'm sorry, you see a drone coming, so I suppose tear gas, maybe, I get that. Stun gun, you'd have to get a little closer. I don't know. This new technology in this way, I think could really be abused easy. Oh, I do. And I can't imagine that this they're going to get approval for this. I understand in theory, like, oh, what if you're in this situation, a hostage situation, somebody is attacking in an area where people are cornered, and what if you had a drone? There's just too many what might happen scenarios for me, I think. And it would be easy to knock a drone down, frankly. So if I have a weapon, it's a little pesky target for me, and I think I could hit it. I think I could hit it. So the conversation is interesting, but one that I don't believe should happen. I can see too many problems with armed drones. I really can. I mean, seriously, armed drones. The killing kind of machines. In Connecticut. But they're really going to consider it. Should they be the first one to allow, and the first one to allow specifically, the cops to use deadly weapons. So we're not talking about the rubber bullets or any of that. We're saying deadly weapons. I mean, it would be not putting police, I suppose, in harm's way, but I think of when people are cornered, when they're running, when you're in a shootout, an easy target to me, easy pickings to blow up a drone. Just have to have a good aim and hit it first. And what happens to bystanders, and where would you be using the drone, and I just see a lot of questions with it that we can't really answer. So I would ixnay that. If I had a vote, I would vote against this. You may disagree. You may see it through different eyes. If so, or if you just want to talk about it, jam on these digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And drones, I'm a fan of flying drones. As I said, I have two drones, actually. My problem is controlling the drone and having enough space so that I don't create a disaster of a different sort. And there are, drones are being used for some amazing things. I mean, they really are. Now, here's something that wouldn't be amazing, but North Korea supposedly has a fleet of 1,000 drones that they can use for chemical attacks. That's scary. But then you have other uses for just drones in general, like the drones that deliver response necessities rather quickly when there's been, let's say, a tornado or there's been some other disaster. Used correctly, you can quickly get a few supplies to people. And then plus, you get those overhead shots. Someone loses a roof, whatever it might be. We're seeing news crews use them rather well. There are other photographers who have used drones, and they get some fantastic footage. But when you take a drone and you're using it for pleasure, using it that way, now you talk about these drones to be used with a lethal weapon. Boy, I'm just not there. I just am not there. I see so many problems with this. Connecticut would be in a heap of hurt. I guarantee it. I mean, drones are here to stay. I was in a position at one point of the day talking to a bunch of people who I would call, some of them, thought leaders, and they were saying in the conversation, the course of the conversation, that robots are here to stay. And robots are going to take over lots of jobs, probably by the next 5 years. And it's scary to think of that. So now you have these drones, and you have people flying them for pleasure. Like I mentioned, you have photographers using them, you have television stations using them. But the idea of a weaponized drone, bunch of them in Connecticut, yeah, that doesn't thrill me. That doesn't thrill me that we would see that happen. All right, coming up on the flip side, we heard it in the papers. Yeah, a little funny mixed in. Next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Liftoff always sounds good to me. Hey, that was SpaceX making aerospace history, baby, with a successful launch and landing of a used rocket. Yeah, Elon Musk. This is his design, as you all, I'm sure, know who Elon Musk is. He is taking over the world. He's Mr. Tesla. So after 2 years of landing the rockets, after launch, SpaceX finally sent one back into space, right? And the rocket took off from Cape Canaveral in the evening. They sent a communications satellite into orbit, then landed on one of SpaceX's drone ships floating in the Atlantic Ocean. It was round two for this rocket, which already launched and landed during a mission in April of last year. But the Falcon 9's relaunch marks actually the first time, would you believe it, an orbital rocket has launched to space for a second time. So Elon Musk, who is the CEO of SpaceX, was on the company's live stream right after the landing and spoke about how big it is. Here, to put it into perspective, and he's right in what he says, it means you can fly, check it out, and refly an orbital class booster, which is the most expensive part of the rocket. So ultimately, he's saying a huge revolution in space flight. It's a critical milestone for SpaceX. They've been working to try to make this happen since 2011, maybe even a little bit before that. Because here's the deal. Basically, once you launch, guess what happens? Boom, junk, you throw it away. A new rocket, which, of course, that costs tens to hundreds of millions of dollars to make, and it would have to be built for each mission to orbit. SpaceX's strategy is, let's save some money. So they want to land their rockets after launch and then fly them again and again. That way they would save a little bit anyway on manufacturing costs for all the missions. Brilliant if it works. I mean, absolutely brilliant. It is exciting they were able to do it again. But there's always going to be kinks that they have to work out. I mean, this was a historic launch. There's no question about it. It was kind of a routine for them. But it was a breakthrough moment. So SpaceX moving forward is going to try to maximize any economic benefit you can imagine for reusable rockets. But before a rocket can launch again, it has to be inspected, refurbished, tested a few times to ensure that it can get into space again. So it took SpaceX up to 4 months to get the rocket ready for flight. But they're working to trim down the turnaround time. If they were able to do that, that would be big. Okay, I promised some funnies. I mean, really crazy stuff like this. Who runs away with an inflatable beer bottle? I mean, guys, really? Yeah, this is a prank thing. It has prank written all over it. But police in Michigan are still trying to figure out who, and they've got a suspect, if it's him, stole a 12-foot inflatable beer bottle worth more than $2,000. So Kalamazoo released a photo of the man that they say they caught on surveillance camera taking the inflatable bottle of beer from its spot near the Radisson Hotel from downtown. So it's 12 feet tall, but the value I'll mention again is $2,000. And it happened just a day after this festival was kicked off. So, not good timing for that. So, if you have that beer bottle, turn it in for goodness sake, right? Do it. Turn it in. All right, I love this. A man screams when an owl invaded his house. So, what do you do when an owl is in your house? What would you do? I think owls are the coolest things, but I would not want to see an owl in my house. So, Colton Wright was filming the owl. It was perched on a window inside his home after escaping from the cat that dragged it into the house. So to film the owl, they got out a Swiffer and had the owl jump onto the Swiffer. I watched the video. So this owl was flying around the house. Oh, eventually it perched on the Swiffer thing. And he moves toward the window. And you can see him on the video saying, please don't give me that look. Please don't fly. Please don't give me that look. Please. Please don't do it. I'll say it again. I think owls are really cute. I would not want to have one dragged into my house by the dog. I would not want to have one flying around in the air in my house. It would be frightening to me to see that. Oh, frightening, right? How about this? The TSA grabbed a cane that delivers, they say, a 1 million volt shock. So lo and behold, as they go through people's shoes, find errant socks, find a bunch of useless material, frankly, the TSA officers in Hawaii say they seized this stun cane, which was pretty unusual when it comes to mobility devices. And this was at the Kahului Airport in Maui. They inspected the cane, and it looked like it was designed to do more than just help the walker. And it's not allowed in your carry-on because it gives shocks. You mean I can't take my cane that could shock you to death on the plane? I don't understand, sir. Why can't I? It's my cane. I can't take my cane just because it could zap somebody to death? That doesn't make any sense to me, for goodness sake. Just let me have my bloody cane. Yeah, no. Oh, that'd be painful if you got hit with that, too. So far we've got a stolen inflatable beer bottle. Then we have the TSA snatching up a cane because it does more than just help the hobbled walk. It's fully loaded. It has a stun gun inside of it. Really? You know how they say don't leave out food for the animals? Sometimes people just don't listen. Colossal black bear, boom, just walks off with a bag of trash. Where was he, you say? Well, apparently the bear had enough of its winter slumber, was filmed in Arcadia taking a full bag of garbage out of a neighbor's trash bin and walking it down the street with its ill-gotten waste, right? And it happened in the middle of the morning, so of course the trash can is tipped over, and I mean, it's filmed, so they can see, well, what happened here? I don't know, something about the video, and I saw it, something about a bear snatching up your leftovers, so to speak. And just this is a giant bear would freak me out looking over and seeing a bear twice the size of anything I would ever encounter not in its rightful place is frightening. I'll say it again. It is frightening to see that. So we move to class rings. Do you have a class ring? Did you get a class ring and you have no idea where it is? So you wanted this class ring so badly. Then you get it and you lose it. You lose it. And then you really want to get that ring back because you want to remember those memories. A Massachusetts woman got her dream. She had her missing class ring returned after 4 decades. Janet Kentress was her name. She said she never expected to get the engagement, or engraved rather, high school class ring again after it was misplaced. And the ring was on a keychain that a guy she was dating had, and he lost it. So somebody discovered the lost ring near the school athletic track. So they started to scour the old yearbooks, because how are you going to find the owner, to look for the original, when it would be what the original cover was, to try to figure out owner, years, all that good stuff. And I think it's fascinating. I mean, it'd be fascinating to have this ring missing. Your life moves fast, and you're in, maybe you even moved away, and you've had all this life in between. Now suddenly you have this ring. Oh, the memories of that. I didn't get a class ring, but I certainly know people who did. And a year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even 4 years out of college, they weren't really wearing that ring. I mean, they did have it, but they weren't really wearing it. And I wonder if kids are getting class rings anymore, if that's kind of passe. I don't want a ring. I'd rather have a sailboat. I'd rather have a car. I'd rather have a down payment on a house. I'd rather have 10 other things I think you would have snapped back at you. You might disagree. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay.
The letter asks that the committee look into whether these materials were properly gathered, whether they were properly masked or unmasked and properly disseminated, all matters which are within the ordinary course of the committee's responsibilities. They just walk down the hall or across the plaza and they can present it to the White House staff or the president himself at any time. So why all the cloak and dagger stuff?
All right, so that's Schiff once again reacting to what's going on the Hill. You know, this is pretty much Braveheart. You're on one side, brother, and I'm on the other side. We got troops, and you got troops, and we're just going to battle this sucker out until somebody tires of it. The numbers favor the Republicans, but it is, when we look at Congress, the legislative branch, not a dictatorship, and the same with the presidency. So we have three branches of government for a reason. And the Democrats are now the blockade. And the Republicans are somewhat split on Russia, immigration, infrastructure. Sometimes there's conversation about that. There is certainly anti-Semitism ample complaining going on. We know that. And I say this, if we were to rank the most egregious problem that we have, and you were to rank them, and let's just say I gave you those silly, stupid little things, magnets, that you throw on the refrigerator door, what would come first? Would it be immigration? Would it be health care? Would it be taxes? Would it be the travel ban? What would be at the top of your magnetic list that you would look at every day when you open the refrigerator? See, I'm going to say healthcare, because healthcare financially is crippling to so many people, and it dissuades entrepreneurism. So if we're a capitalistic society, rather, you need entrepreneurs, you need VCs, you need people who are looking for funding, people who have innovative, big ideas to stay relevant. And if that goes away, that's a big, big problem. Not today, not tomorrow, but maybe next week. Maybe next week. I think there has to be an audit of everything coming in and out of Washington. I know I've said this before. I'm not going to be like one of those people. I turn another year older, so I'm in a rocking chair, and I'm going to tell you, when I was your age. I'm not there yet. I'm far from that yet. But after covering these stories, important stories, for so long and seeing the frustrations and realizing, you know, this comes down to, who do you trust? It really does. A vote here or a vote there could mean something goes through or something gets killed. And I'm saying decades. Decades, my friends. And how long have we been through the Affordable Care Act, where finally they started to tweak some things, but why did it take so long? Lack of manpower, lack of desire, log jam at the top. I mean, I think I could point to a couple of different serious momentum crushers. But no matter how we look at it, it goes back to the original statement in talking about where we're at, where we're trying to get to, and how does that all get pulled around again? And I think the answer is, it's really getting deep and discussing it and moving on with it. Not just executive orders. I'm saying true policies, truly revamping healthcare. Because if that's not done, and it's a slow drip, it may be dissuading to people who should be in the entrepreneur game, who could provide maximum value no matter what party they were coming in to their particular job. Huge. Huge, huge, huge. So we're going down that part of the show where we're taking you through to the other side. What's on the other side? The other side is that, sadly, Russia, and I've got to come back to this because I even just got a tweet to verify this, the Russian Orthodox Church, they say, is facing a lot of protests lately. So this is the uprising. This is what's happening to some people. Enraged enough, they're going to make something happen. So an unusual, crazy thing for Russia, more than 1,000 demonstrators wearing blue ribbons formed a human chain around St. Isaac's Cathedral, one of St. Petersburg's landmarks. So it was peaceful, and it's a rare protest. Members of the crowd said they wanted to stop the enormous 19th century cathedral from formally becoming a church. You had people that were chanting about 20 minutes before and then just kind of disappearing. The disappearing act. And I think that's a good way to put it. That first couple of times you decide to go out and you leave your kids, oof, what's that like? I left my nephew in a shopping cart once for 3 minutes. I think I was frantic running around that store. And there he was with all of the other shopping carts just pushed in. This kid, I can't believe this kid. But then so many people walk by. There's the cart. There's the trunk. There it's open. Try explaining that one away. It's very, very tough to do, I have to tell you. Very tough. And while these bids, at least there's some movement there, and while these bids are rolling in for the wall, the border wall, obviously those decisions have to be made sooner rather than later because they want construction of the wall as soon as possible. And when approved, if there's monies, makes sense. But think about how people have tunneled into the United States in the past. Think of that for a second. So, could the same thing happen? Of course it could, and of course it will. How many people are at the border? Who do they have to get across? There are a lot of considerations. A ton of considerations. And I got to throw in a little funny. I mentioned this on a previous show, but I wonder how many of you have tried to grab some stuffed animals from the claw machines. Not a good idea. Taking a power nap is a good idea, but not the other way around. Wow. Just doesn't fit the academic world. And you know, from the old adage of it takes a village, U.S. drone registrations are up to 770,000. Crazy, isn't it? So you need regulation to be able to fly these suckers if they have that much power in them. Think about that. Hey, thanks to you, tall guy in the middle, and everybody else in between for listening to America Tonight.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.